Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishna Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Most respected dear family members, today is one of the greatest days of Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage. The institute, which has been functioning for the last 10 years, is entering into a new era of producing the DVs, DVDs and VCDs under Heritage Vision banner. We will be producing these education materials and supplying to different channels and media people. I said today is one of the greatest memorable day for the institute because today is Guru Purnima day, Vyasa Purnima day, Bhagavan Veda Vyasa was born on this day, Shravana Purnima. And you all know Veda Vyasa, born for a fisherman family, lady or woman, and father Maharshi Parashara. He was black in color and he divided or classified the single Veda into four category: Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda and Atharva Veda. At the same time, he unified all the philosophies under Uttara Mimamsa, leading to Advaita Darshana. Vedavyasa was born as an ordinary human being just like we people, but got elevated into the level of Bhagavan Vedavyasa. And he learned everything. He could write 18 Mahapuranas, 18 Upapuranas, and his children and grandchildren, through them he wrote Mahabharata epic having 125,000 slokas, one of the greatest epics of the world. While getting involved in every activities, learning all the philosophies, understanding and analyzing every part of our heritage knowledge, Veda Vyasa never got tied up with any one of the ideals, any one of his family members or any one of his disciples like that. Just like Lord Krishna told in Bhagavad Gita, he got himself detached from everything and lived a pleasant yogic life. That was the speciality of Veda Vyasa. And while doing all these activities, Veda Vyasa was born on Shravana Purnima day. He contributed each and every factor, each and every thread, each and every bit of knowledge, each and every literature of Indian culture, heritage, civilization, philosophy, and different branches of knowledge. So we take pride on this day that for the last one decade, Indian Institute of Scientific Heritage has been publishing hundreds of books and hundreds of MP3 CDs DVDs, VCDs, and we were instrumental for telecasting variety of knowledge through different type of media, and also broadcasting the heritage knowledge through variety of radios. So, as I told you in the beginning, we feel so thrilled that this day, 2010, June 24th, Shravana Purnima day, is the greatest day for our mission of spreading the Indian values and heritage. Through these DVDs and VCDs, we are aiming at bringing out a series of CDs in English, Hindi and Malayalam, particularly as question answers, so that the doubt of the Sanatana Dharma followers, the doubts of Hindu Dharma followers, and the doubts of those people who love India and Indian heritage, it can be cleared. So our ultimate aim is learning and teaching Indian heritage through the most rational, logical and scientific pathway, in such a way that everyone gets clear idea about the Indian heritage. With these words, we are entering into the subject matter. First question asked to me, what is the speciality of Hindu Dharma? I would like to tell you the answer. You know that there are 9 religions in the world. All the 700 crore people come generally under these religions. Maybe they are communist party members or atheists or non-believers. Even then, they will be coming in any one of the 9 religions, out of which in 122 countries, Christianity is the national religion. In 68 countries, Islam is the national religion. In one country, Jews are thickly populated. National religion is that. About 9 small countries, Buddhism and Jainism are followed. In none of the countries, Hinduism, Sanatana Dharma is a national religion. But still, there are 100 crore people, 1 billion people in the world who are following Sanatana Dharma. The question, who has founded Sanatana Dharma? You know that Christianity was founded by Jesus Christ. Followers of Jesus Christ are known as Christians. Followers of Prophet Muhammad is known as Muslims. Followers of Lord Buddha's messages are known as Buddhists. Similarly, all religion has got a founder, a foundation literature, or a powerful, strong religious literature. Whereas for Hindu Dharma, Sanatana Dharma, there is not even a single individual whom we can point out that he was responsible for founding this literature. No. I would like to say in one paragraph with a few lines that Hindu Dharma was established by hundreds and thousands of rishis for the last 10,000 years. The contributions of thousands of great rishis and maharshis, written through thousands of literature for the last many thousand years. These are the foundation of Hindu Dharma. So remember that we have got not single Acharya. We do not have to say that this is the only religious literature of Hindu Dharma. We cannot say that this literature was written by an individual on a particular year or date. In short, thousands of rishis through thousands of literature for the last thousands of years contributed a philosophy and a lifestyle which is known as Hindu Dharma, Sanatana Dharma. Next, the question generally asked, why do we have so many literature? The answer is not complicated. You know that the human being generally need variety of knowledge, not merely spiritual knowledge alone. So they need different branches of knowledge which cannot be given in a single literature, which cannot be given by a single acharya or teacher, which cannot be given at a particular period of time. So for Hindu Dharma, we can generally say that there are 2000 foundation literature. For Christians, only one literature is there, Bible. For Islam, only one, Quran. Unlike that, we have got 2000 foundation religious literature or dharmic literature, for which we have got 10,000 commentaries written in Sanskrit and more than 1 lakh sub-commentaries in different languages, written by thousands of rishis, as I told you, and written during a period of minimum 7,000 years according to the historical and archaeological knowledge. Based on the archaeological knowledge, we can say that Sanatana Dharma in this form has its beginning from 8275 BC onwards. And that BC period and AD period put together, we have got 10,000 years of historical evidences. 10,000 divided by 20, about 500 generations. So 500 generations, the scholars, the professors, the rishis, the kings, they contributed their experiences and knowledge to Sanatana Dharma, and Sanatana Dharma has got the present form by their contributions. Then the question comes, why so many literature, as I asked you in the beginning itself? As you know that, in a marriage feast, we used to have variety of food items. In your township, there may be variety of types of building. In one city, you can see variety of vehicles and cars are there. For you, there will be variety of shirts, pants and saris. And we like different types of songs, different types of foods, different type of colors, different type of vehicles, different type of entertainments, different type of subject area. So it is human nature to have different type of experienceable, entertainable knowledge. So if we say that we have got only one book, if we say that we have got only one Acharya, if we say that we have got only one God, if we say that we have got only one method of worship, then automatically it will become monotonous and boring to pass through the same literature. So, vividhadamim ekada, unity in diversity. That is what is the watchword of India and Hindu Dharma. So, we have got variety of acharyas, variety of books, variety of subjects, variety of pathways for the worship, and variety of mantras, variety of tantras. All these put together for the last 10,000 years, Hindu Dharma is flourishing. Then naturally another question will come. I am telling you about these questions because in front of me all the common questions I have put together, and without reading those questions, I am just quoting those questions from my memory and giving you the answer. Many people used to think Christians have got one focus center of Jesus Christ, one book, one pathway. Similarly, Muslims also got like that. Almost all the religions, they have got unity on defining their religion, religious book, prophet, God, etc. We think that based on that, they have got high level of unity. I would like to say that this is wrong. Christians do not have the unity as we think. You know, there is only one Jesus Christ, one Bible, one pathway, one cross, one Jerusalem for Christians, but there are 2,480 divisions for Christians in America. In Kerala, 146 divisions are there. You know, the Pentecost Christian will never go to Jacobite Christian church. Jacobite Christians will not go to Marthoma Church. Marthoma people will not go to Ceylon Pentecost Church. None of these people will go to Seventh-day Adventist Church. None of these group people will be going to Salvation Army Church. None of these people will be going to South India Pentecost Church. None of these people will be going to Protestant Church. So you see, 146 category of Christians in Kerala, even though they worship the symbol cross, worship Jesus Christ, worship Jehovah, worship Bible, they will not see each other face to face. They fight each other. The long war between America and England, Protestant and Catholics, is very well known. So the unity is shown externally, not internally, even though their religious procedures remain the same. Same is applicable for Muslims. You know, one prophet, Prophet Muhammad, one literature, Quran, one holy place, Mecca, and one Allah. But you know, Shia will not look to Sunni. Shia and Sunni war is continuously going on for the last 1,200 years. Mujahideen, Ahmadiyya, Sufi, they are all different castes of Islam. they fight each other, they kill each other, they bombard each other, and the war between Iraq and Iran. You know that. And all the Muslim countries united against Iraq. I'm not talking about international affairs, but I'm just telling you that the fight, the bloodshed in Muslim countries could not be solved by single God, single emblem, single book like that. But come back to Hindu Dharma. Hundreds and thousands of literature, millions of gods, thousands of pathways of worship, and thousands of types of likings and dislikings. The foot characters are different, the dress pattern is different, the mantras chanted different. But still, if you go to any country, independent of your caste and place of origin, all the people come to Shabarimala, all the Hindus go to Amarnath, all the people go to, Hindus go to Tirupati, all the people come to Guruvayur and Puri Jagannatha temple. It belongs to Hindus, independent of their caste or something like that. So for Hindus, we can say the unity is from the core of the mind. So I have told you the number of literature. I have told you the speciality of Hindu Dharma. I have told you the great number of literature and also the unity of Hindu Dharma. What is the speciality of Hindu Dharma? An important question asked by many people belonging to the Sanatana Dharma followers and also people belong to other religion from India and abroad, they ask the question. I would like to give you the answer. Hindus are the only section of people in the world who has never claimed that our religion is the only perfect religion. They have never claimed that. Only our literature, Hindu literature, are the perfect literature. We have never told that only through our God you will be reaching to the heaven. We have never said that only our acharyas are perfect and correct. We have never claimed that only through Hindu Dharma you can go to heaven. We have never told that those who are following other religion, they will be treated in the hell, purgatory. We have never said. Hindus are the only section of people in the world who have declared that wherever good knowledge are available, take them and implement in your life. Ano bhadraha kratavoyantu vishwadaha. Let noble thoughts come towards us from all over the world. Hindus have never tried to convert people from other religion to Hindu Dharma. They have told everyone, wherever you are, follow the pathway of truth, follow the pathway of Dharma, follow the pathway of goodness and enlighten yourself. That is the speciality of Hindu Dharma.